News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian missile strikes across Ukraine, the biggest wave in weeks, falling on the capital Kyiv, Odessa in the south, and Lviv all the way in the west. 69 targeting energy facilities. The Ukrainian military says 54 shot down. Roads have reopened in Buffalo, but emergency crews continue to search for people who may have died or are still stuck and suffering after last week's blizzard. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
Unfortunately, there are families in this community who still have not been able to identify where a loved one is. They're missing, and we do have still John Doe's.
At least 40 deaths reported in the region. Southwest Airlines expects to be back to normal operations tomorrow after slashing about two-thirds of its schedule over the past week. The winter storm stranded hundreds of pilots and flight attendants out of position to operate flights. More people filing for jobless aid. Jackie Quinn has the numbers.
Another 9,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 225,000. The four-week average, which evens out some of the weekly swings, finds the number just about flat from the prior period at 221,000. Unemployment applications are viewed as a proxy for layoffs. These latest numbers from the Labor Department show the job market remains strong, despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to cool the economy and hiring. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
That helped spur a rally on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 66 points, or 1.7%, with roughly 95% of stocks in the index closing higher. The Nasdaq and the Dow also rose. And the world population is projected to reach 7.9 billion people on New Year's Day, nearly 74 million people added since last New Year's. This is AP News.
What am I liking more? And let's play soccer.
One of the most electric players in any sport, Pelé, has died.
The soccer legend had been undergoing treatment for colon cancer since 2021. Pelé won 3 World Cups with Brazil and spent nearly 2 decades enchanting fans and dazzling opponents as the game's most prolific scorer with Brazilian club Santos and the Brazilian national team. Widely regarded as one of soccer's greatest players, Pelé orchestrated a fast, fluid style that revolutionised the sport, a samba-like flair that personified his country's elegance on the field. I'm Karen Chamas.
2015, Pelé described his secrets to success.
To respect people, no, to be prepared always, and then never, never think you are the best.
Pelé was 82. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.